Welcome to the Beacon Podcast. I'm your host, Angie Sura, VP of Compliance with Navigate HCR. Each month, we will be navigating the seas of compliance trends and topics. So grab a life vest, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
And welcome to the September 2020 episode of The Beacon. Today I want to talk about different types of cafeteria plans, as well as the importance of Section 125 non-discrimination testing. There are traditionally four different types of cafeteria plans. Your simple cafeteria plans, which generally provide employers that have fewer than 100 employees a safe harbor from certain non-discrimination requirements. Your premium-only plans, or POPs, which allow employees to choose between receiving their full salary in cash or using a share of that salary to pay group insurance policy premiums on a pre-tax basis. We have flexible spending arrangements, also known as FSAs, which allow employees to make contributions towards health care and dependent care expenses on a pre-tax basis. And then we have full flex plans. This is for employers to make contributions for all plan eligible employees, and employees use those contributions to buy various benefits. Employees can then make pre-tax contributions toward any benefit that the employer contributions do not fully cover. Traditionally, pre-taxed benefits would be your group health insurance, contributions toward your 401k or retirement plan, HSA or health savings accounts, dependent care flexible spending arrangements, health care flexible spending arrangements, group dental, group vision. Those are the typically common benefits. Now, although most employers know that an employee can pre-tax their contributions toward certain allowable benefits, but what employers don't often realize is that a plan document needs to be put in place to actually allow you to do the pre-taxing on your employee's payroll. So first and foremost, it's very, very important that if you're pre-taxing contributions in employees' payroll, that you have plan documents in place, signed off, adopted, and maintained. That generally also means that some sort of summary plan documentation needs to be distributed to employees about that. Generally, those types of summary plan documents related to Section 125 would list the different types of benefits that employees can have deducted on a pre-tax basis. It's also going to show some examples of the benefits of pre-taxing. So again, although every employer that I have spoken to, they utilize these pre-tax contributions and deductions on their employees' payroll, but they often miss some of the paperwork requirements that go along with it. So once we have everything in place for our Section 125 cafeteria plan, all our documentation is in order, what we need to be aware of are the non-discrimination rules. Cafeteria plans are generally subject to non-discrimination requirements of the Internal Revenue Code, Section 125. To satisfy the Section 125 non-discrim requirements, a plan generally must fulfill the following three tests. First, the eligibility test. The plan may not discriminate in favor of highly compensated individuals as to eligibility to participate. Second, benefits and contribution test. The plan may not discriminate in favor of highly compensated participants as to benefits and contributions. And third would be the key employee concentration test. The non-taxable benefits provided to key employees may not exceed 25% of the non-taxable benefits provided for all employees under the cafeteria plan. If a plan fails any of these non-discrimination tests, the highly compensated participant or key employees participating in the plan will lose the favorable tax treatment of the cafeteria plan benefit and must include in his or her gross income the value of the taxable benefit with the greatest value that the employee could have elected to receive. Participants who are not highly compensated or key employees will not lose their tax benefits and are not impacted by the failure of the plan to pass the non-discrimination testing. So if this all sounds relatively foreign to you, or you're not clear on what the definition is of a key employee or a highly compensated individual, then let us know at Navigate HCR. Certainly, if you've never had any testing done, it's probably a really good idea to do so, just so you can have a benchmark to know where you are, whether you're going to pass or fail those non-discrimination rules. As always, thank you for joining us on our monthly podcast, The Beacon with Navigate HCR. Happy navigating!